Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Wednesday class, June 28th, 2023, 2 Corinthians.
All right. I can't believe it. Everybody has a birthday every single day going on here. Don't you know it's okay to have every day be Christmas? You don't want every day to be your birthday, you know that. Well, today is Timmy's birthday. Tim Vanslow's birthday today. He's 105. And a great golfer. How many holes in ones have you gotten? Oh, this. Is that three? I haven't got any holes in ones either. Anyway, happy birthday to Tim. Doesn't look bad for 105. That's pretty good. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And you are well clued in. The next few moments are devoted to silent prayer, preparing for the worship of our Lord, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 2 Corinthians. This is a very special epistle. It covers the doctrine of specifically suffering for blessing greater than any other part of the Word of God. And of course you know that there are two major categories of suffering. You're either going to receive suffering for discipline or suffering for blessing. Now, suffering for discipline is because you're living your life in the cosmic system. Interlocking systems of arrogance, interlocking systems of hatred. And as you live in the cosmic system, you wind up coming under divine discipline. Warning discipline, intensive discipline, and if you don't come to your senses and rebound and get back into fellowship with God, then you come under dying discipline. But that's punitive suffering is not the teaching in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, the emphasis is on suffering for blessing. And this is for those believers who are living the spiritual life. You're living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. You are operating by spiritual skill number one, the filling of the Spirit, which is the power to live the spiritual life of the church age. The spiritual life is a supernatural way of life, and it demands supernatural power to live it. And that's why in this dispensation, the only one in human history, every single believer is indwelt by God the Holy Spirit as a base of operations for the filling of the Spirit, the divine power to live the spiritual life of the church age. And you have to have this spiritual life if you're going to be victorious. The devil has many strategies. You're in a war, an invisible war, and our enemy never sleeps. And if you're going to be victorious in this invisible war, then you have to live the spiritual life by the power of the Spirit of God. That's spiritual skill number one. Spiritual skill number two is the teaching ministry of God, the Holy Spirit. And so you find, and it's not that easy to find anymore, a sound doctrinal Bible teaching church and assemble consistently and faithfully and grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so you operate, you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, by the filling of the Spirit, by the teaching ministry of the Spirit, and you execute God's plan, will, and purpose for your life. And by doing that, you grow up, you reach spiritual maturity, and you glorify God to the maximum. And when you get to that point of spiritual adulthood, now you're qualified for one of the greatest categories of greater grace blessing that God has for the winner believer: suffering for blessing. You're qualified to wear a mantle, the mantle of suffering for blessing. And when you are qualified for that, I have always taught this, is now you get to run spiritual hurdles. You get to be a spiritual hurdler. And you have everything you need. You have learned the precisely correct procedure. The precisely correct procedure is God's problem-solving devices, which you've learned and believed and are out on the flat line of the soul, the forward line of troops. You have the precisely correct procedure to clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing. And when you do that, you glorify God not only now. You have the most phenomenal impact with people, historical impact, but you also have the most phenomenal impact to millions and millions of angels that are bending their necks, watching you as you run your spiritual hurdles and clear them and glorify God, suffering for blessing. So this is the great epistle on suffering for blessing that God provides for the winner believer, a phenomenal category of greater grace blessing. 2 Corinthians, we had it in chapter 1, we've had it in chapter 2, we've had it in chapter 4. We're going to have it on and on and on and on all the way through 2 Corinthians. But we're in chapter 4. 2 Corinthians 4, let's start at verse 7. Now we possess this treasure in earthen vessels for the purpose that the surpassing greatness of the power may be from the source of God and not from the source of us. Verse 8. We are afflicted and oppressed in every way. That's phlebo. But we absolutely are not crushed. Stenokoreo. We have great inner pressures in our soul. Opereo. But we are not totally despairing. Ex opereo. We are persecuted, dioko, but we absolutely are not abandoned, deserted, forsaken, enkatalebo. We are struck down, katabalo, but we are not destroyed, apolumi. Now, in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 10 and 11, Paul compares the winner believers suffering for blessing with that of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10, we always carry about in our body the putting to death of Jesus, that is, suffering for blessing of the winner believer, for the purpose that the life of Jesus indeed might be revealed, made known, manifested in our body. In other words, for the whole world to see great historical impact and great angelic impact. The royal family's glorification of Christ is accomplished by the ministry of God the Holy Spirit. You see, we have this universal indwelling of the Spirit of God in our body as the base of operation for the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of God the Holy Spirit. The purpose of the ministry of God the Holy Spirit in the church age is to glorify Christ. John 7:37-39. And that is exactly what you do when you live the spiritual life and clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing. It is the present ministry of God the Holy Spirit in the church age to glorify Jesus Christ. He accomplishes this through the teaching ministry of the Spirit, which results in maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart, and the many expressions of that doctrine that come from attaining spiritual maturity. We put on Christ, Romans 13:14. We have Jesus Christ formed inside in your soul, Galatians 4:19. Consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine causes the believer to be a letter. A letter of commendation written by God the Holy Spirit and read by all mankind and by angels. And at this point, Jesus Christ is made at home in your heart, and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life now is a reality. Ephesians 3, verses 16 to 19. The fulfillment of the ministry of the Spirit and its result in the life of the believer are found in our studies on Thursday night in 1 John. It's found in 1 John 3:24. John uses different vocabulary to describe living the spiritual life. And for most of you, you're right in there. You know now that John has a word, meno, M-E-N, long O, usually translated abide. It's his technical word for describing living the spiritual life. So we have in 1 John 3:24, in fact, the one who keeps, who obeys, who executes his mandates, God's mandates, he keeps on menoing, abiding in him, living the spiritual life. Also, he, God, or the Lord Jesus Christ, is menoing in him. He makes himself at home in the spiritually mature believer's heart. In fact, by this we have come to know that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, menos, abides in us, has made himself at home in our hearts by the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, whom he, God the Father, has given to us for our spiritual benefit. And in 1 John 4, verse 13, by this impersonal love for all, we have come to know and realize that we are minnowing, abiding in Him, living the spiritual life. And He abides, minnows in us, because He has sent to us for our interest and benefit, His Spirit, the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit, as the base of operations for the filling of the Spirit. So the fulfillment of the ministry of God the Holy Spirit and its results in the life of the believer are found in 1 John 3:24 and 1 John 4:13. And also Galatians 5:22 and 23. And we ended with that about last time. Let's start with Galatians 5:22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is the life. In fact, only thing some of you remembered is my artwork when I up here. But the fruit of the Spirit is the life of the spiritually mature believer. In the life of the mature believer puts the spotlight on the Lord Jesus Christ. The fruit of the Spirit and the life of the spiritually mature believer puts the spotlight on the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Galatians 5, 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, is love. That is virtue love. And then all the rest of the descriptions here are parts of virtue love. The fruit of the Spirit, when you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, now you're always, the fruit, when you're in fellowship, the fruit of the Spirit will be produced. As a baby believer, it'll trickle out. But as a spiritually mature believer, it's a gusher. And that's when you glorify Christ to the maximum. That's when the spotlight is on Jesus Christ and people around you can see Jesus Christ and the angels can see Jesus Christ because you're a mature believer and you have a gusher of the fruit of the Spirit being produced that people see, that angels see. But the fruit of the Spirit is virtue love. And then the other side of the coin of occupation with Christ, a part of virtue love, is happiness, sharing the happiness of God. And peace, inner peace, peace which transcends all human understanding. Patience, kindness, gentleness, fidelity, tolerance, and self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Now, what do we see in the lives of believers so often? We see quarreling, arguing, fighting. We see judging, maligning, slandering. Notice that none of those are the fruit of the Spirit. And yet that's what Christians are producing, most Christians producing in their life. Fighting, quarreling, mental attitude sins, hatred, anger, judging, slandering, maligning. And any time that is what you're producing, you're not filled with the Spirit. You're not living the spiritual life. Those things are saying, you're living in the cosmic system. You're living by the power of your sin nature. You're not living by the power of the Spirit of God. But when you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and attain spiritual maturity, you have a gusher of virtue, love, and happiness, and peace, patience, kindness, generosity, fidelity, tolerance, and self-control. and against such things there is no law. And at that point, now your life, the spotlight has been placed not on you. The spotlight is placed on Jesus Christ. It's placed on Jesus Christ, and the people around you see that. The spotlight is placed on Jesus Christ and the angelic realm. They see that. And then we got started in verse 11. And verse 11, as far as we exegeted, sounds like this. For instance, we who are living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, winner believers, are constantly being delivered over to death. That's the danger of death, for Jesus' sake. In other words, suffering for blessing includes great pressure, adversity, suffering, and sometimes persecution. We're going to see this again, of course, when we get to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And 2 Corinthians 12, the Apostle Paul in verse 9 says, "But he, the Lord, assured me that my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness, and therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may reside in me. And that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults." That's people testing. That's when and it can be unbelievers, but a lot of times it's believers. They slander you, malign you, judge you. That is people testing. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. That's people testing. Now you, as a believer, you have put on the problem-solving devices out on the flat line of your soul, and you clear your people testing through virtue love. Virtue love is personal love for God the Father that motivates impersonal love for all. If you have personal love for God, and that has to come first. The motivational virtue has to come first. Personal love for God the Father. If you don't have that, you will never have impersonal love for all. No, you'll get into hating, anger, fighting, quarreling, maligning, judging. But when you have impersonal love for all, okay, that's people testing. And how do you clear it? With virtue love, impersonal love. You operate with honor, virtue, integrity. You let that person go ahead and fly off the handle, but you operate with impersonal love, honor, virtue, integrity. So that he says, that is why for Christ's sake I delight in weaknesses, in people testing, slander, maligning, judging, in hardships, that's the pressures of thought testing, in persecutions, that's disaster testing, in difficulty, that's system testing. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So the spiritual life is designed for us to handle this suffering for blessing through precisely correct procedure. And that precisely correct procedure is God's problem-solving devices. By the grace and power of God, we clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. We have great historical impact and great angelic impact. In the invisible war of the angelic conflict, God has provided for us, by his amazing grace, the armor of God, Ephesians 6:10-20. And as you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, the armor of God is put on in your soul. And once the armor of God is on in your soul, now you can be victorious over the strategies of the devil. So our corrected translation of verse 11 again so far says, for instance, we who are living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, winner believers, are constantly being delivered over to death, the danger of death, for Jesus' sake. And then we go on in verse 11. For instance, we who are living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, and it says that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. This is the nominative singular of Zoe with the definite article, plus the genitive singular of Jesus with the definite article, with the conjunction chi, plus hina, plus the subjunctive of phanerao, plus the prepositional phrase en, plus the dative singular of sarx, modified by the adjective thnetos, with a definite article, plus the genitive plural of the personal pronoun ego. We have hina plus the subjunctive, and you're an enlightened congregation. You go, I got it, Pastor Olson. Hina plus the subjunctive, that introduces a purpose clause. Right, you got it. You already wrote it down. Introduces a purpose clause. You translate it in order that or for the purpose that. We're going to translate it for the purpose that. And then we have, hey, Zoe to Yesu. There's the definite article, hey, H, long E, and then Zoe, Z, long O, long E. And then we have the genitive of the definite article down here, too, and then the genitive of Jesus, Yesu, I, long E, S, O, U. So this is the life, and then you could say the Jesus, but of Jesus. The life of Jesus. And this is cool. Hey, Zoe to Yesu, that the life, in order that, for the purpose that, the life of Jesus. Now that is a very powerful statement. For the purpose that the life of Jesus, one, the Lord Jesus Christ, in hypostatic union, was the very first member of true humanity who was given the unique spiritual life. He's our role model. Two. Again, one, the Lord Jesus Christ in hypostatic union was the first member of true humanity who was given the unique spiritual life. Two, he lived this unique spiritual life by the grace and power of God perfectly. Now, you're not going to live it perfectly, but you have the very same unique spiritual life that Jesus Christ had. He lived this unique spiritual life by the grace and power of God perfectly. He never even committed one sin. He was impeccable, sinless perfection. Three, he was totally sustained in his true humanity by the power of God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit, and by the power of metabolized doctrine in his heart. He was totally sustained in his true humanity by the power of God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit and by the power of metabolized doctrine in his heart. 4. Therefore, the phrase, the life of Jesus, refers specifically to the Lord Jesus Christ living the unique spiritual life by the grace and power of God. Therefore, that phrase, the life of Jesus, refers specifically to the Lord Jesus Christ living the unique spiritual life by the grace and the power of God. Five, the Lord Jesus Christ tested this unique spiritual life and then he passed it on to us, the royal family of God in the church age. He tested it and demonstrated it works perfectly. And then he passed it on to us, royal family of God in the church age. 6. As we live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, we qualify for suffering for blessing. As we live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, we qualify for suffering for blessing, just as the Lord Jesus Christ qualified for the greatest suffering for blessing any member of true humanity has ever, ever received. And he cleared all the hurdles perfectly. 7. I gave you point 6, right? Okay, 7. As we clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing, the life of Jesus is manifested to the world in our mortal flesh and to the angels. As we clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing, the life of Jesus is manifested to the world and to the angels in our mortal flesh. 8. And this is the principle of what Paul presented at the beginning of this paragraph, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. Now we possess this treasure in earthen vessels. That's the mortal flesh. For the purpose that the surpassing greatness of the power may be from the source of God and not from the source of us. So our corrected translation, for the purpose that the life of Jesus, now the conjunction chi, and Dana and Manti wrote a grammar of Greek New Testaments called a manual grammar of Greek New Testament. And on page 251, they tell us that the conjunction chi it's not going to be a connective chi, because I don't put that up here anymore. Connective chi, translated and. You all know chi, and. I got that. And. Well, this is not a connective chi. This is the emphatic chi. Emphatic chi. And you translate it may be translated indeed, verily, really, in fact, certainly. All of those are translations. We're going to translate it indeed. And then we have the verb phanerao. Phanerao, phanero, long o, phanerao. Now, phanerao in the active voice means to reveal, to make known, to show. But we don't have it in the active voice. In the passive voice, which is what we have, phanerao means to become visible. To become visible, to be known, to be revealed. The aorist tense is a constative aorist. And you see me do this. Constative aorist, viewing all the times that the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing. Here he runs the hurdles of suffering for blessing, suffering for blessing, suffering for blessing, suffering for blessing, suffering for blessing. And it views all the times that the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing and views them in their entirety. That's the constative aorist. And then the passive voice is the voice of grace. The life of Jesus, the life of Jesus of the winner believer who is occupied with Christ is revealed, made known, for all to see, and made known and revealed by the grace and the power of God. The subjunctive mood goes along with hina to introduce this purpose clause. So, one, the winner believer living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills manifests the life of Jesus in his life by the grace and power of God. How cool is that? The winner believer living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills manifests the life of Jesus in his life by the grace and power of God. Two, the Lord Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life by the power of the filling of the Spirit and metabolized doctrine in his heart. And he glorified God the Father. The Lord Jesus Christ glorified God the Father as he cleared the hurdles of suffering for blessing. So again, point one, the winner believer living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills manifests the life of Jesus in his life by the grace and power of God. Point two, the Lord Jesus Christ lived the spiritual life by the power of the filling of the Spirit and metabolized doctrine in his heart, and he glorified the Father as he cleared the hurdles of suffering for blessing. Three, so also the winner believer living the spiritual life by the power of the filling of the Spirit and metabolized doctrine in his heart, glorifies God as he clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing. So also, the winner believer, living the spiritual life by the power of the filling of the Spirit and metabolized doctrine in his heart, glorifies God as he clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing. Now there is no suffering in heaven. The only time when you have an opportunity to glorify God in suffering for blessing is right here in the short time we're here on planet Earth. We're not here that long. I used to think when I was growing up, I was going to be here a long time. Now I don't think that way anymore. It's like you turn around and here you are. Oh, look at Tim, 105. And one day you're sixth in first grade, and the next thing you know, here you are, you're at the end of your time here. And so this is the only time that you have to glorify God in suffering. Live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, qualify for the mantle of suffering, clear the hurdles in precisely correct procedure, God's problem-solving devices out on the flat line of your soul, and glorify the Lord. So also the winner believer living the spiritual life by the power of the filling of the Spirit, metabolized doctrine in his heart, glorifies God as he clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing. And then we have the preposition en. En, that means in. And then that's followed by sarx, modified by an adjective, thnetos. S-A-R-K-S, that's the word flesh. Sometimes it's used for the synonym for the old sin nature, but not here. Here it's used for your human body. And this flesh here is modified by the adjective thnetos. T-H-N long E-T-O-S. And thnetos means mortal. Your mortal flesh. And with this, we have the genitive plural of the personal pronoun ego, our mortal flesh. So the corrected translation, for the purpose that the life of Jesus indeed may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Manifested for the people around you to see. Manifested for the angelic realm to see. This is just amazing. For the purpose that the life of Jesus indeed may be manifested in our mortal flesh. One. As the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing, as the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing, the life of Jesus is revealed for the whole world to see, both man and angels. As the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing, the life of Jesus is revealed. The spotlight is on Jesus Christ, not on you, it's on Jesus Christ. So as the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing, the life of Jesus is revealed for both man and angels to see. Two, as the winner believer lives the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, the spotlight is placed on Jesus Christ. As the winner believer lives the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, the spotlight is placed on Jesus Christ. Three, virtue love is brought to completion in your heart. Virtue love is brought to completion in your heart. And as we're going to see when we get to 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, that's what's been going to define. First has to come the great motivational virtue, personal love for God the Father. That has to be developed first. You will never have impersonal love for all until you first of all have personal love for God the Father. Motivational virtues precede functional virtues. And that's 1 John chapter 5. So virtue love is brought to completion in your heart. First of all, the great motivational virtue, personal love for God the Father, and that motivates impersonal love for all mankind. It's easy to manifest love for the good, the honorable, the noble, but impersonal love is for all. It's for the bad. It's for the ugly. Impersonal love is directed to all. It's directed toward Democrats. How about that? Liberals. Socialists. It's directed toward homosexuals. It's directed toward lesbians. It's directed toward LBGQXYZ. It's directed toward all. That's impersonal love. It's directed to all. And third, occupation with Jesus Christ. He makes himself at home in your heart. And on the other side of the coin, you share the happiness of God. So virtue love is brought to completion in his heart. Four, now you are transformed into Christ-likeness. Now you are transformed into Christ-likeness. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. We studied this. Remember 2 Corinthians 3, 18? But we all, royal family of God, with an unveiled face, spiritual freedom, positional freedom, and experiential freedom, the filling of the Spirit, beholding as in a mirror the Word of God, the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed into the same image, Galatians 4:19, from glory, the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, to glory, Jesus Christ being formed in your heart. Just as from the Lord, who is the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18. So again, but we all, royal family of God, with an unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the Word of God, the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed into the same image, Galatians 4:19, from glory, the glory of Jesus Christ, to glory, Christ being formed in you, just as from the Lord, that is, the Lord, God the Holy Spirit. Five, this transformation is a day-by-day renovation. This transformation is a day-by-day renovation. And this renovation takes place in our inner man. This renovation takes place as you consistently and faithfully assemble in a sound doctrinal teaching church and learn and believe God's Word. Now we have this coming up. We're getting close. 2 Corinthians 4:16. It'll sound like this when we get there. For this reason, we absolutely do not lose heart. But even though our outer man, the human body, is decaying, is being destroyed, is turning to miaino, yet our inner man, our soul, keeps on being renewed day by day. See, we're getting close. But that's verse 16. For this reason, we absolutely do not lose heart, but even though our outer man, the human body, is decaying, being destroyed, yet our inner man keeps on being renewed day by day. So again, point five, this transformation is a day-by-day renovation in our inner man, consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine. Sixth, this results in, first of all, Christ being formed in you. Christ being formed in you. Paul writes this in Galatians 4:19. Galatians 4:19 says, my children, with whom I am again, and then in this translation I have, it says, in labor. Well, guess what the word for labor is? Pains of childbirth. My children, with whom I am again in labor, the pains of childbirth, until Christ is formed in you. And Christ will be formed in you as you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and attain maturity, have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. So this results in Christ being formed in you, Galatians 4:19. Secondly, it results in Christ being made at home in your heart. And that's Ephesians 3:16-17. Where the Apostle Paul says, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, in your inner being. And that, how is that accomplished? The filling of the Spirit combined with the teaching ministry of the Spirit, so that Christ may be at home in your hearts. Occupation with Jesus Christ through faith, maximum metabolized doctrine. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in virtue love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is love for Christ. The love for Christ, occupation with Jesus Christ. So this results in Christ being formed in you, Galatians 4:19. Results in Christ being made at home in your heart, Ephesians 3:16-17. And third, results in Christ is now exalted in your body. Christ is now exalted in your body, both in your life and in your death. And the Apostle Paul presents that in Philippians 1:20-21, where he says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is profit. That's the thinking of the winner believer. To live is Christ, and to die is profit. So Christ is then exalted in your body, in your living, and in your dying. 7. So, as you clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing, you are putting the spotlight on Jesus Christ for both man and angels to see. So as you clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing, you are putting the spotlight on Jesus Christ for both man and angels to see. Now that brings us to verse 12, and in verse 12, the conclusion. So then, death worketh in us. This is hoste plus the nominative singular of thanatos with the definite article plus the present middle indicative of the verb energeo plus the prepositional phrase en plus the dative plural of the personal pronoun ego. Now we have hoste. H long O S T E, hoste. Hoste introduces independent clauses. It may be translated for this reason, or therefore, or so then, or in conclusion. And we're going to translate it so then, or in conclusion. And then we have thanatos. T-H-A-N-A-T-O-S, thanatos. Thanatos is the word that means death. Here refers to the danger of death, or the constant danger of death, and therefore refers to suffering for blessing that the Apostle Paul faced day after day after day. Suffering for blessing that the spiritually mature believer is qualified to receive, and that's our passage, 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 through 11. And then we have the verb energeo. That's E-N-E-R-G-E long O, energeo. Now, you can probably see this. We get our English word energy comes from the Greek word energeo. As a transitive verb, energeo means to work, to produce, to effect. As an intransitive verb, which is what we have, it means to be at work, to operate, to be effective. And the present tense is a nomic present introducing a timeless axiom of Scripture. Here's the axiom. As the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing, death works in us. The life of Jesus is produced, energeo, in him, and manifested for both man and angels to see. As the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing, death works in us. The life of Jesus is produced in him and manifested for both man and angels to see. The middle voice is the indirect middle, which places the stress upon the agent suffering for blessing, producing the action of having the life of Jesus produced in us. The indicative mood is declarative. This is a dogmatic principle of the Word of God. And then we have N plus the dative plural of the personal pronoun ego, in us. And in us, winner believer, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and clearing the hurdles of suffering for blessing. So, corrected translation in the conclusion. So then, death, suffering for blessing, works in us. This is the dangers of death or suffering for blessing. Works in us, spiritually mature believers. And then we have, but life in you. This is again very cool. This is the postpositive conjunction death plus the nominative singular of zoe with a definite article plus the prepositional phrase and plus the dative plural of the personal pronoun su. The postpositive conjunction death is a conjunction of contrast, correctly translated, but. So a couple of things. One, death sets up a contrast between death and life. The conjunction of contrast, death, D-E, but. It sets up a contrast between death and life. Two, it contrasts the dangers of death or the suffering for blessing of Paul and Timothy and Titus and Silvanus with the spiritual life being lived by positive believers in Corinth. It contrasts the dangers of death, suffering for blessing that Paul and Timothy and Titus and Silvanus were going through with the spiritual life being lived by positive believers in Corinth. So it's contrasting death, the suffering for blessing of these great communicators, with the life, the spiritual life being lived by winner believers in Corinth. And then we have Hey Zoe, and Hey Zoe is the life. Three, the life includes two things. Eternal life as a result of faith in Jesus Christ, and the spiritual life as a result of consistent and faithful metabolization of doctrine that was taught by Paul and Titus and Timothy and Silvanus. So the life includes eternal life as a result of faith in Jesus Christ, and the spiritual life as a result of consistent and faithful metabolization of doctrine taught by these great communicators, Paul, Titus, Timothy, Silvanus. Four, the positive believers in Corinth learned how to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. The positive believers in Corinth learned how to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. 5. Therefore, out of Paul's suffering for blessing, the dangers of death that he was constantly facing, came great blessing to the positive and humble believers in Corinth. Therefore, out of Paul's suffering for blessing, came great blessing to the positive and humble believers in Corinth. Six, they were now living the spiritual life with all of its blessing. They were now living the spiritual life with all of its blessing. Seven, and we'll end with this evening. Maximum pressure, affliction, suffering that Paul faced and endured. Maximum pressure, affliction, suffering that Paul faced and endured resulted in the communication of fantastic Bible doctrine to believers in Corinth. Maximum pressure, affliction, suffering that Paul faced and endured resulted in the communication of fantastic doctrine to believers in Corinth. Doctrines of the spiritual life, doctrines of living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, doctrines of providential preventative suffering, momentum testing, evidence testing, doctrines about the essence of God, doctrine about the grace of God and the power of God, all of these fantastic doctrines of the problem-solving devices, all of these. So maximum pressure, affliction, suffering that Paul faced and endured resulted in the communication of fantastic doctrine to the believers in Corinth. So then, death, dangers of death, suffering for blessing works in us, Paul, Timothy, Titus, Silvanus, but life, the spiritual life, is working in you. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.